If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
This is Shadow Realm.
Previously on Shadow Realm.
Come with me, bears.
Reaching deep into my inner core, I activated my Brahman Shakti and hurled a bolt of energy at the dwarf, sending him flying into the water.
Pack enough for at least a week, Sara.
Okay, back in a sec. This won't take too long.
I drove Sara to her house, and she quickly packed a bag for San Rafael. Then we hurried to the police station to see Hamid during visiting hours. He tried to warn Ta, and now because of me, he was being held here without bail. But I couldn't fix what had happened in the past. The only thing to do now was to try and get the information from Hamid. Then maybe, just maybe, I'd have a chance at staying one step ahead of whatever or whoever was behind all of this to protect Sara. The station was a depressing place. Old and a little bit claustrophobic, with overhead fluorescent lights and a bunch of narrow hallways. How could anyone work here? I walked to the desk and asked to see Hamid.
No chance, kid.
It's really important.
Look, this guy is refusing to see anyone, even his public defender. And visiting hours are almost over.
So I can't see him?
No. But hey, try again tomorrow. Maybe he'll change his mind.
Listen, we just have to talk to him for a minute. Could you at least tell him that Ta's family is here?
Fine.
He disappeared to the back, and I slumped back down next to Sara. The conditions of the waiting room were bleak, and I couldn't even imagine what it was like where they were holding Hamid. After only a minute, the officer came back with an eye roll.
One of you, and you only have a few minutes.
What? Why can't we both go back?
Because those are the rules.
I'll go.
Sara.
Arya, I have to do this for Ta.
Tick tock.
Sara. Please, just let me do this. I have to protect you. Please, for me?
Fine, Arya, you go. Don't forget, you need to be careful too. Okay?
Hamid was sitting alone at a wooden table in a small, empty room, looking totally different than I imagined he would. Although he was still wearing the old green hoodie from the other night, and still seemed kinda gruff and rough around the edges, now I saw that he was way younger and smaller than I remembered. He was actually just a teenager. Maybe my age or maybe a bit older. Anyway, I was shocked.
Man, who are you? How do you know Ta? And why the hell are you visiting me?
Look, I'm really sorry about all this. I just want to know what went down with Ta.
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? You two were clearly arguing about something.
Exactly what I said. Nothing went down. Dude, it was definitely something. I saw it all play out.
I heard you were there before the cops even showed up. Is that true?
Well, sort of.
Because if that's true, then you know nothing happened.
Look, I know you didn't push him, but I need to know what you were trying to tell him at the race. And why did he keep ignoring it?
Look, who are you? They said you're Sara's buddy. Is that true?
Yeah. Why?
You need to keep her safe. I tried to warn Todd, but he wouldn't listen.
Warn him? About what? Dude, where are you going with all this?
The Black Lotus.
What do you know about that?
Look, you want to know how I know Ta? He was my mentor in a Buddhist camp. He introduced me to the Shamhala teachings. It was through Ta and the teachings that I learned about kindness, generosity, and courage, and got myself out of a really rough patch. You know what I mean?
Ta was your mentor?
Yeah. He saved me. And now I'm sitting here, locked up being accused of assaulting him. Unbelievable, right? How is he, by the way? Is he doing okay?
Hamid, listen. I don't know how to tell you this, but Ta, he passed away.
What? He...
Yeah, I'm sorry, okay? I'm very, very sorry.
I'm shocked. I'm...
Okay, time's up.
Hamid, please, just tell me what you know about those Lotus messages, okay? And that dwarf? Who is he? I need to know.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I just know if you're seeing the Black Lotus everywhere, what comes next isn't good. Like Ta.
I said time's up.
What comes next, Hamid?
I don't know. But Sara needs to lie low.
This way, buddy.
Hey, listen, we're not done talking here.
You are now.
Officer, I need to make another appointment.
You can try again after a while. We have rules about visitation.
Okay, how long is a while gonna be?
A month from today.
A month from... That's totally insane.
Regardless of your views on insanity, we are done for today. Goodbye.
I need to know everything, Arya. What did he say?
Let's get in the car. I'll tell you everything on the way to San Rafael.
Arya, what did he tell you?
Look, you're in danger.
Does he know about the dwarf? Arya, talk to me. I'm really scared.
Look, I know Sara, and me too. I don't have the answers right now, but we will. I promise I won't give up. After I told her about my conversation with Hamid, we drove over the Golden Gate Bridge towards San Rafael. Sara stared numbly out the window, not even seeing the gorgeous expanse of the Pacific Ocean to our left. Instead, with tears in her eyes, she began to quietly sing Ta's lullaby to calm herself, like she's done since she was a kid. And if I wasn't plagued enough with guilt before, it was even worse now. Hamid was a good guy who loved Ta. He was even trying to better himself by going to Buddhist camp to learn about kindness and courage. He was on his own journey from what looked like tough beginnings, and I had ended it. It seems like the more I tried to save the people I loved, the more I hurt people along the way. How could any of this be part of the divine plan? And what was next?
Next time on Shadow Realm.
A large wave was gliding towards me, and levitating above it, I saw a scrawny man. Rishiji!
Arya, you have abused the power of creative energy that lies deep within your core.
But I was just trying to protect Ta!
Coming later this week.
In South Asia, we have a vast storehouse of tales to tap into, and more than anything else, that's exactly what I love doing.
Tune in to hear creator and writer Renita Hora discuss the mythology that inspired Shadow Realm.
In many ways, my journey mirrors that of Arya. Truth of the matter is that the Ramayana has many different versions, many different retellings. The story really comes back to the basic truth that each one of us is responsible for our acts. he really couldn't distinguish between Hanuman and Spider-Man or Batman. It's this wheel of three forces that keeps the cycle of life spinning at all times.
Catch these insights and more here weekly for listeners to Shadow Realm. Spoken Layer.